talking about?
I thought you was about to introduce this bitch.
Nah, bro. What are you talking about?
What's good, brothers and babies? This is the Dice Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, and we got the top performers of the week. I don't know if I was supposed to double back, but fuck it. Hey, this is where you come for your fantasy football needs and chopped up about the latest NFL news. I'm Dynasty Bro Die here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic here without my mic stand and our DJ.
Damn, bro. Which one you miss more, bro? The DJ or the mic stand, bro?
Neither, bro. I got my whiskey, bro.
whiskey make you say fuck everything, bro. Mm-hmm. Ice loud in the motherfucker today.
It's like the Lil Wayne lighter flicking 09.
You know, it's Vic. When you hear the ice, that's hard, bro.
We was outside, man.
We should have put that on the intro.
We should. It ain't too late. Get a drop.
Go back in. All right, man. But, yeah, we got the top performers of the week, man. We like to go through top five at every position. Sometimes we get to celebrate guys that don't ever get to be celebrated. So we like to take the space to do this. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to let Vic lead the way. He usually goes ahead and sets this up. This is his thing, and then I just be riding out, man, and shoving in my opinion no matter what. So that's what we're gonna do, bro. We're gonna start with the quarterback, running back. We always end with wide receivers, so we do tight end right after those two.
You already know, man. Appreciate that, man. Hey, let's get right into it, man. You know, we saw some great football over the weekend, a lot of excitement, and let's start with the quarterbacks. Top performer Justin Fields, second year QB for the Chicago Bears, 42 fantasy points, bro. So he had 3 passing TDs on 123 yards, but he did his thing on the ground, man. So he actually had 178 rushing yards and a TD. So 4 total TDs, bro. I know that's your guy, man. So how you feel about seeing your guy show up like that?
Bro, all it was here's the thing. Certain coaches, a lot of coaches are just stuck in their ways, bro. And it's good to see some just finally click like, hey, I know this is our franchise quarterback. Yeah, we don't want him running all over the place and getting hurt, but you have to let him do it to a certain extent. That's how he looks good. That's how he creates space and create more time for these receivers to get open. And that's how he creates fucking the 68-yard run. Shit like that happen when you let him just go out there and be creative. He can throw out the pocket. If you're not going to give him the offensive line and legit weapons, that's going to have to learn. He's going to have to grow into that pocket presence, you know, kind of quarterback once you supply him with the weapons. But as of now, he's a fucking threat. And just put him on the field and use his and let him use his weapons, receivers, and his legs. Love him.
All right, man. What's more impressive, the 3 TDs or the 178 rushing yards?
It's the 178, bro. I expect him to be able to throw them passes, bro. I expect him to have 3 touchdowns. Here's the thing. He's out there doing it with Mooney, man, and a, you know, let down a co-commit on the year. We act like he got just a ton of weapons, bro. He's out there. He was doing it with Equanimeous St. Brown, guys like that. N'Keal Harry, the first-round pick that couldn't hold a spot on the Patriots team. I mean, these are the guys you expect him to throw the ball to. So, man, salute to Justin, man. He's balling.
All right, man, let's keep it pushing, man. Number 2 performer. If you guys saw the what was that, Sunday night or Monday night with the Chiefs? Was that Sunday night?
Sunday night.
That was Sunday night. All right, man. So Patrick Mahomes, look, 34 fantasy points, 446 passing yards, 1 TD in the air, and also a TD on the ground, man. So talk to me about your guy, Pat, man.
Bro, they look bad, man, for like that first half. I thought it was just going to be an ass whooping. I was like, they cannot stop Derrick Henry. I ain't going to lie, bro. I had a long day, and I was like, man, I'm going into work early. I kind of crashed like right after halftime. It was ugly. It was like 17-9. I'm like, damn, this is just going to be ugly. And you turn on the next morning, find out they won. They squeaked out a win, and Pat just do Pat things. Even if he's not scoring you a bunch of points, he's getting a bunch of yards. That is scary, though, sometimes, man. Even with the yardage he puts up, sometimes they don't finish drives, and that's different. They need to complete that, but Pat's still going to do his thing, bro.
All right, so what's more surprising? Because after the game, they mentioned that was the 9th time that Pat Mahomes has thrown over for 400 yards in his career. So what's more surprising, hearing that stat or hearing that he actually threw for 446 yards and only 1 passing TD? Which one's more surprising?
Probably the 446 yards with only 1 passing TD, bro. That sounds like one of those 6 touchdown games for him, and they didn't have it. Shout out, but salute Tennessee's defense. They've been improving week by week.
Yeah, man, that's a tough matchup, man. You know, for any defense to go up against. So it was definitely a great game, man. So given that. All right, let's keep it pushing, man. Number three performer, Tua Tagovailoa. So, and I said the name right. QB for the Miami Dolphins, man. 23 fantasy points, 300 passing yards, and 3 passing TDs, man.
You expect that from him, bro. He's him, and he got two of the top fantasy receivers. He got the number one receiver and the number four receiver on the same team. That's crazy.
There you go. So he should be in the top five week to week. All right, let's go to the number four spot. Josh Allen, 22 fantasy points. You know, he struggled a little bit against the Jets, man. And usually those division games are going to be tough because, you know.
It was a lot of it, bro. He looked – they was fucking him up, bro.
Yeah, man. And shout out to Sauce Gardner, man. He's the real deal, man. So, look, Josh had 205 passing yards, no passing TDs, you know, in the air, man. And, you know, 2 rushing TDs on the ground. So he had to use his legs this week.
You look, he got banged up at the end, and I was concerned. But, bro, he dropped a 70-yard pass on a dime at the very end of Gabe Davis with the fucked-up arm. That man crazy, bro.
You know I was hurt over that, man. Gabe's my guy. That's my Brody of the year, man. So
I know.
It's all good. That's why, hey, Gabe's going to be one of my starts next week, man. They're going to bounce back.
Oh, shit.
He going to bounce back. All right, man. Number five spot, Geno Smith, 20 fantasy points. And he's just been steady, man. So 275 passing yards against Arizona. So that's a divisional game and 2 passing TDs, man. How you feel about Geno, bro? I don't think we ever – who would have thought we'd be talking Geno top five performance week to week, man?
Discipline, bro. They know what they want to do. They run the ball heavy, and they go to their weapons. They go to their weapons, and they're efficient with it, man. Geno is – but he's kind of a seasoned vet, bro, to be honest. He's been in the league for so long. I just feel like he just went out there and he knows his role. He's not doing nothing extra. He's not hurting the team. And he has the weapons. And now we're starting to realize that maybe it was the weapons that made Russell a little – Russell's a good quarterback, but maybe those weapons just elevated the talent in general because he has some dogs out there running with him.
All right, man. I'm going to go on Facebook and mark myself unsafe from Joe Mixon, man, because I could not survive that fantasy performance he put out there. So – I didn't survive the Joe Mixon, man. If you had to go up against him, tough matchup. 55 fantasy points for Joe Mixon, running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. Look, this man had 153 rushing yards, 58 receiving yards, 4 rushing TDs, and then also he also caught a touchdown as well. So 5 TDs, bro. Master performance, over 200, you know, all-purpose yards.
And in my work league, OG Mike had Joe Mixon and lost his matchup. That is some bum shit, bro.
That is, bro. Who's he running?
A team, nigga. Bro, you.
Who's he running? Robbie Anderson, bro? AJ Green? What are you doing?
Bro, I got to bring this up now because this is all bad, bro. He locked a little Mike. So now little Mike been calling himself Big Mike. Look, bro, he had Lamar on his team, Joe Mixon, Swift, Gary Wilson, Duvernay, Metcalf, Pitts, Ingram, Clyde Edwards. See, it got bad as it went down.
Yeah, bro. That just... Clyde and Ingram and that Duvernay. Well, that's on me. I said start Duvernay. My bad, OG.
He was to you. You the reason.
We gotta get OG on here to talk about that, man.
You the reason why he took it.
Yeah, that was a miss, bro.
I'm just kidding, bro. That was a good call, though, bro. Those weapons just didn't look good, bro.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's move on to the number two performance this week, and he's looking like a league winner if you added him a couple weeks ago. But Kenneth Walker, rookie running back for the Seattle Seahawks out of Michigan State, 27 fantasy points, bro, 109 rushing yards, and he also had 2 rushing TDs, man. Like, bro, he's just old reliable at this point. You know what I mean? You just know he's going to have a big game week to week.
Facts, man. He's balling. He looks good doing it. He bounce off tackles. He's good, bro. He's good.
All right, man, number three performance, go to Jacksonville, Mr. Travis Etienne. So he's a sophomore, even though this is his first year on the field, coming off the injury from last year, but 26 fantasy points, 109 rushing yards. He basically did his thing, bro. He had 2 rushing TDs against the Vegas Raiders.
Dog, bro.
They went all in. They all in on him, man, after letting James Robinson go.
Bro, this is what we expected him to be coming out anyway, bro. He's good, bro. He's proven it.
All right, man, let's go to number four spot, Kenyon Drake. So if you guys saw this Monday night against the Saints, Baltimore Ravens running back, he had 24 fantasy points. Man, he looks good, bro. So he basically had 2 rushing TDs and 93 rushing yards. And if you actually watch that offense, even in the pistol, man, they're just creating lanes, bro. I think I could get a yard, bro, running through them gaps, man.
Vic speaks highly of himself when it comes to football.
I said 1 yard.
I don't care, nigga. I don't even know if I can get a yard, bro.
I know, bro. That's tough, man.
Yeah, bro. Fuck. I ain't doing this shit, bro. Nah, I'm scared.
Hey, but besides all that, that just speaks volume to the type of lanes that the Ravens are creating, man. I feel confident, so.
That's your guy.
That's my guy. Speaking of Drake, man, shout out to that Drake and Savage.
The Savage album, I like it.
There we go, man. All right, man. Number five spot, Derrick Henry, 23 fantasy points, 115 rushing yards. He did it all on the ground, two rushing TDs. Hey, the man's a freight train, bro.
Bro, they can't do nothing but run the ball. Malik Willis out there. All they was doing was running the ball, bro. Them receivers are bad, bro. They're bad. But when you got a guy like Henry, it doesn't matter. Who needs receivers when you got Derrick Henry, bro?
True.
Honestly.
All right, man, let's go over to the tight ends. Then we're going to end with the wide receiver. So number one tight end spot was Dallas Goedert. Man, that's your guy. 24 fantasy points, man. And he did his thing, bro. You know, he had 8 catches, 100 yards, and a TD, man, against the Houston Texans.
Bro, everybody's supposed to have 100 yards and a touchdown against Houston Texans. Everybody
there you go.
AJ, Devonta, Sanders, everybody should add 100 yards and a touchdown against Houston.
All right, well, let's backtrack. Can I get my 1 yard against the Texans then?
Yeah, bro.
See?
I got faith in you, bro. I got faith in you, bro. You probably get a couple yards. You got to stretch the ball out.
All right, bet. I'll take it, man. All right. Number two spot, Cole Kmet. So I know we talked about Justin Fields with number one performance. So, you know, football had to go somewhere, and it went to tight end Cole Kmet. 22 fantasy points, bro. He basically did his thing, man. He had 2 receiving touchdowns.
Be my witness, Vic. I drafted him in every fucking redraft I could this year, and I dropped him everywhere. But shout out to those who kept them, and maybe you played them and it paid off. But this is what I was expecting, bro. But the whole offense just struggled starting the year. And I do think Cole Kmet is one of his top options, bro. If he's going to be grooving now, I do think Kmet is going to start being playable again.
Yeah, I agree, man. If we like Fields, you got to like the weapons. Let's move to the number three spot, Travis Kelce, 20 fantasy points, 10 catches, 106 yards on 17 targets, bro. That's like wide receiver numbers, man. He's a cheat code in fantasy.
He does it every week. I don't even want to speak about Travis Kelce.
And then he'll fly out and watch his brother play for the Eagles. So it's lit, man. Number four spot, Cade Otton, tight end for the Tampa Bay Bucks, 17 fantasy points, 5 catches, 68 yards, and a TD.
I am about to speak about him in my DFS. He's, he's a rookie. He's still figuring it out. So you got to give him credit on that, man. Them receivers, man, they for some reason, the receivers just don't look right. So if Cade Otton's going to be out there, young guy, fresh legs, bro, he's going to get some run. And Brady will find him.
Yeah, I might need to look into that too, man. I mean, at this point, we might as well set our DFS lineups together, bro, because we usually have the same players except for like one or two guys, man. So,
and yeah. Congrats to your dub this week, bro.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, man. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna tally it up next week. But hey, TJ Hockenson, number five spot, just got traded from the Detroit Lions to the Minnesota Vikings. 16 fantasy points, 9 catches on 70 yards, and he even got the game ball in the locker room.
Bro, he's probably gonna be a top 5 tight end the rest of the way. The way his usage was, without even knowing the offensive, scheme and limited on plays, and just after being traded the same week and going out there putting up this performance, 9 targets, 9 catches, bro. He's going to be involved.
That's fire, bro. All right, man. We got in with the wide receivers. It's a wide receiver league, and, we're biased when it comes to the wide receivers. But number one spot, Davante Adams. That's DJ Avo's Brody, so shout out to his guy. 36 fantasy points, 10 catches, 146 yards, 2 receiving TDs. Look, Derek Carr looks terrible, but as long as he's still keeping Davante Adams relevant, that's all that matters.
Bro, he did all that in the first half.
Yeah, man.
Sheesh.
All right, man, number two spot, Tyreek Hill, 27 fantasy points against the Bears, 7 catches, 143 yards, and a TD, man.
Is he going to break the all-time receiving record this year?
He might.
I think so.
That's what's up, bro. Oh. And, they paid him. He has that kind of money, so he's that type of receiver, man.
He's a dog, bro.
All right, man, number three spot, Cooper Kupp, man. So 25 fantasy points, 8 catches, 127 yards, 1 TD, man. Typical day in the office for Mr. Kupp.
And they said he was hurt. Nah, bro. The fact that he can catch a 62-yard touchdown, be that wide open, the defensive coordinator has to be so pissed seeing something like that. You let anybody get that. Any other receiver in NFL get that open except for Cooper Kupp, bro. That's bad defensive play, bro.
And shout out to Cup, bro. He'll break a route off on you too, man. So, you know, he got to set it up. So he did his part, man. And you know the ball is going to Cup. That's the even crazier thing, right? You know where the ball is going. So, yeah, bro.
Shit's crazy.
All right, number four spot, man. My guy, your guy, everybody's guy, especially in Dynasty, Mr. Justin Jefferson, 25 fantasy points, 7 catches, 115 yards, and a TD. Look, man, he's the number four wide receiver right now. And I know he had some, you know, low-scoring games a couple weeks ago, but he's a dog, man.
I think TJ actually helps him, bro, helps space into the field. You can't just lock in on him anymore, bro. So hopefully this calls for some more touchdowns too, because Hockenson is a real good red zone threat. And hopefully that space that frees up some one-on-one. He got that one-on-one on that touchdown this week, man. Hopefully we get some more touchdowns from Jefferson.
Good point, bro, because Adam Thielen, you know, he hasn't been looking the greatest as of lately. So bringing in Hockenson, that's a hell of a call. And hopefully, you know, they bring him on board with some of that gritty. You know, he goes to the gritty school, man.
Oh, Lord.
All right, man, number five spot, Christian Kirk, 21 fantasy points, 8 catches, 76 yards in the TD. I'm against the Raiders. So, you know, he's still a top 12 play at the wide receiver spot, so can't sleep on Kirk.
And we should have expected it, bro. The Raiders give it up to wide receivers. They're the number one defense as far as giving it up to wide receivers. So we should have known it was going to be somebody, and why not the number one guy? That was, we should have expected it. So shout out to Christian Kirk for balling.
Cool. All right, bro, man. That's all I got, man. Hey, where can the people follow you at, man? Did we already do that? I don't remember.
Nah, we did it on the other one, bro. I got the blue juice in my cup. Shout out to you, bro.
All right, man, bet. We're going to pull that up again for Friendsgiving, man. Looking forward to that this weekend. So
with that, you know what you bringing?
I'm bringing blue juice, and I might bring some red stew, man. That's a Nigerian dish. It's like a chicken marsala, but just with more sauce and flavor and more soul. So I might do that. We're talking about it, me and wife.
Bet. I'm smoking a ham. I'm going to grill some wings. Avo said he need a cold dish. I'm going to make some pasta salad, too.
That's what's up, man. Looking forward to that. And shout out to Avo. Happy birthday in advance, and looking forward to the Friendsgiving.
With your punk ass.
Yeah. Nah.
But nah, hey, follow me at DynastyBro.com on Instagram and Twitter, and follow the main Instagram page, DynastyBros FF. Where can we follow you at, bro?
Follow me at ChiefsOSFF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, DynastyBros FF. We're showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bro style, and follow our DJ, DJ Avo at DJ Avo LXVE. Had to think about it, man. I've been, you know, on the whiskey and whiskey. Coke. So, yeah.
Hey, let me hear the ice one more time on the way out. That's how you dominate your cup, Dynasty Bro style. All right, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. Make sure you tune in. Stay in touch. Follow all the avenues on the socials, and we are out.
Hey, stay focused. Stay committed. Take it week by week. Playoff push, man. Just take it one week at a time.
Just get in. The playoffs. That's what Vic said. I'm just trying to make it to the playoffs, and then week by week from there, that's Vic shit.
Hey, that's when the real fantasy season starts, because at that point, wins and losses really matter. So, like I always say, man, I don't care who I play. Just get in.
Hey, somebody said the Phillies lost the World Series because they cut Meek Mill's anthem short. Intro, and then they just cut straight into the hype part. He didn't get to build up to it. They said they lost the last game.
That makes sense.
That nigga be looking goofy out there just performing on the field.
I know, man. The mic don't be working. They need the TV track. That's the issue, bro. Just do the TV track in the stadium, not the live shit, man. Over the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi in the stadium. They shit cutting in and out like our shit.
cut off everybody. Cut their Wi-Fi off.
Yeah, cut off before we start recording. Turn your Bluetooth off.
Oh man, that shit funny. But nah, stay in tune. We got some DFS stuff for y'all this week, and we always got the Vic picks, man. So make sure y'all stay in touch.
All right, y'all.
All right, peace.
Peace.